Our festival is run on the solstice, the longest time of the year, or when the sun shines the brightest and longest. So the duration of our festival has 24-hour perpetual light, which is something a lot of people want to experience. That coupled in with amazing music is something that might or does appeal to a lot of people. That's probably one of the main sort of reasons to go. But we also do a lot of side events coupled in with the festival. For example, we do the world's only party inside a glacier, 500 meters inside it. We do a lagoon party in a natural lagoon. For example, last year we had a 07 playing there. Which is about an hour and a half out of Reykjavik. Then we do a midnight boat party. So you go on a boat that goes out to the horizon. It's actually a whale watching boat, and we have live music on there, and you sort of see the sun hit the horizon and then come back up. So, and that coupled in with whale watching is pretty something you can't do much there, pretty much anywhere else in the world.
Well, it's amazing the thought of partying inside a glacier. So,
yeah.
how high is the ceiling when you look up?
Inside the glacier, it's
Yeah.
probably 3.5 meters. It's quite high. The tunnel goes in about it takes you about 5 minutes to walk down the tunnel, and you get into these two huge chambers. One of them we use as the sort of dance floor, and the other chamber is where we have a bar. It's actually a year-round tourist attraction to go there and have a look at the crevasses inside the glacier and sort of see the geology of it, or like when there was eruption, so you could see the ash layers in it and all that. And then we decided to talk to them last year about doing a party in there, and they were up for it, and it went really well. So we're doing it 3 times this year.
So what does it do to the sound being inside a glacier?
It's actually really 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 good acoustics. It's I thought it might be really sort of glammy and reverb and stuff like that, but it sounds like you're in a studio. It's actually really good, really really good. It
And
doesn't echo.
with you having 07 there last year, I'm guessing it's quite a kind of chilled out festival.
Well, we had 07 at the Lagoon Party. He was actually DJing. Now the festival has a lot of electronic music. We cater a lot to hip hop. We're adding quite a lot to a lot of rock this year. So we've got Radiohead headlining, Deftones of Monster Men, and then we have a lot of sort of house and techno brands. Do takeovers on our dance stages and stuff like that. So we cater to pretty much everyone.
Wow, that sounds amazing. What a lineup. So, people would stay in Reykjavik to go to the festival, would they? That's the best place to stay.
Yeah, the festival takes place in a recreational area called Laugardalur, which is, if you direct translate that, means Hot Spring Valley. We have camping on site for about 1,000 people. You're about 15-minute walk from the center of town. There's plenty of hotels within 5-10 minute walk away from it. On site, we have a thermal pool that we do pool parties in as well. And yeah, I mean, it literally has everything on site. But we run the outdoor stages till midnight, and then we have domes that we run later with a bit of darkness in it, but otherwise it's perpetual light.
Yeah, it's interesting actually putting on a festival where you don't have that kind of natural body clock thing where it starts going dark. You must get people that kind of burn themselves out with dancing, and they look at their watch and they realize it's 6 o'clock in the morning, they've been dancing all the way through.
Yeah, no, I mean, having the sun around the whole time gives you more energy, anyways. So, I mean, people go through it. Thank God all the hotels have blackout blinds so people can actually turn off the day. But otherwise, it's yeah, no, I mean, it can mess with you, but if you're only here for the weekend, yeah, it's quite good fun. It's definitely a different setting, and seeing big bands playing in daylight rather than night, and having the sun as your light show. It's pretty great.
Incredible. So what are the dates this year then, Fred?
We're running it 16th to the 19th of June.
And you've got a website?
Yeah, the website is secretsolstice.is.